Saturday morning, it's Trina, and I'm delighted to have Jennifer Owens on from the Glow Clinic. Morning, Jennifer. We're talking there about all the new procedures in the clinic now since you've reopened. This is nothing new to you, all this hygiene. The business that you're in has always been about hygiene, and particularly as you used to be a dentist. So these masks are nothing new for you. In fact, I'm not too sure what the bottom of your face looks like because I normally see it in a mask.
True, and that's actually why the virtual consults that we've implemented are great, because people do get to see my face before they come in, and I have a shield and a plastic apron, and you know, I'm like, hi, it's me under there, how are you?
Well, I want to talk to you today about fillers, because these are just becoming as popular as going in to getting your eyebrows plucked. It's not something I've considered, but I met a girl there recently who was like only 23 or 24, and she'd had a load done and she knew all about it. And I think it's kind of that Instagram culture as well, and celebs getting them done. So I want you to talk me through today now everything we need to know about fillers. What are the common areas that people are getting done?
Everyone knows about lip fillers, but a lot of lip fillers are kind of overdone in my opinion, and they're quite obvious. But fillers often are just to replace volume that gets lost. Your skeleton shrinks as you get older, and you don't have that support for your skin. So you get sagging, you get kind of more hollowing around the eyes and things like that. So in order for someone to address those concerns and still look normal, you kind of want to track back on how the skeleton has aged. So a common area to treat would be, say, the midface or the cheek. Now, that doesn't mean you end up looking like Madonna's cheeks a few years back, where they really were quite chipmunkish.
Yeah. And Carol Vorderman as well, didn't she do it?
You know, you can overdo just about anything. You know, you see the big long nails or the hair extensions or the eyelashes or fake tan or anything like that. Or, you know, surgery, like breast augmentation and whatever. But the cheeks would be quite a common one. I would say in my practice, cheeks, temples, and kind of around the mouth, like, you know, those lines that come from the sides of your mouth down towards the chin area. And they make people look quite unhappy, quite sad, maybe cross. A lot of the time, that's what we're trying to target. We're just trying to make them look happier, not necessarily obliterate every line on their face. And when you use filler to just fill in a line, that's when you end up starting to look a little bit odd. Because if you think about the lines from the nose, the kind of nasolabial folds, the nose down towards the mouth, people didn't have masses of volume there, even though now they have a line there. So if you just fill that up, yes, the line can be gone. But does the person actually look any better, or do they look worse now because they are kind of out of proportion and look a bit strange? I would often fill kind of the cheek, the temple areas around there, as well as maybe a little bit in that area. Mm-hmm. But it's about that whole, like, is the face in balance? If you just fill one spot and you overdo it, things are going to look weird.
You mentioned the temples there. I would have thought that going anywhere near your temples is really dangerous, because I was thinking of, you know, if you bang your head and you hit your temple, you're on your way out kind of thing.
The temple, now that generally is slightly further back than where we would be working. This is not somewhere that a novice injector should be going, and you would want to have some very decent training behind you before you're attempting that. That's where, you know, when there are offers on places and it's very cheap, you do have to wonder how well trained somebody is and how capable they are of managing a complication if it should arise in an area like that in particular.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? I mean, how do you check somebody's credentials before you go and get this treatment and allow them to inject you? We spoke about this before in the show about there were some beauty salons doing this, and they wouldn't necessarily know how to cope if something went wrong. But because you have that medical background, you would know what to do.
That's the thing, and it has taken a lot of time and a lot of money to train. A lot of the time people do go on kind of word of mouth recommendations from their friends. Sometimes I would see very hardcore advertising targeting those people who want big lifts and they want the kind of quick cheap fillers that might not actually be the best idea for them. Having a consultation is a really good starting point. That's how most places generally do work in the kind of well-run clinics, where you have a look, you see what the person's concerns are, you have a chat with them about what treatments might work for them and about all the risks. So the person can then have a think about it, not kind of feel pressured into like, oh, well, if you get this today, you get 20% off or something. There are risks. You want to know what the worst case scenario is, and you want to know kind of how likely is that.
With fillers then, Jennifer, what are the risks? Because a lot of people don't think that there are any risks when it comes to that.
I know. And unfortunately, some of those people find out the hard way. There can be complications. When we're talking about fillers, we're primarily talking about hyaluronic acid. They're the ones that you would push with people less. They're the ones you'd use to reshape their nose or generally to augment their cheek or temples. I always break it down to my patients when I'm talking through the risks. One is related to the fact that these are put in with an injection, so we have to break the skin. So you can always have, you know, a risk of bleeding, bruising, swelling, possibly scarring, even though that's got quite a low risk. But if you break the skin, that's just a risk that we have to tell you can happen. And most people are quite all right with that. You know, in fact, if you look at the blood vessel and the blood vessels and the anatomy of the face, it's quite shocking that we don't bruise people really badly all the time because there are so many blood vessels. And then the other risk is the filler itself. You know, if you put filler into someone's cheek, drugs might be there for 12 or 18 months. What you really don't want is you don't want an infection. Just your protocols of, you know, being using a sterile pack, making sure the patient is not rubbing their dirty makeup brush on top of their cheeks straight after their cheek filler.
Yeah.
You know, I'd always tell people to treat it like you just got stitches. You know, if you've got stitches on your arm or something, you'd be keeping it clean, you'd be careful of it, you'd be waiting for it to heal. Like a big no-no for all my patients is putting makeup on straight after it. And of course, that's a lot of the time what people want to do if they're going somewhere that evening and it's a bit red or it is a little bit of a bruise. So that's where having that separate consultation where you talk to them about what perhaps they're not plan to have dinner out that night with friends after having the procedure.
Yeah. Planning.
They're quite simple planning. And that's actually where I suppose COVID and all of that and the lockdown, because everything has to be a bit more planned out and a bit more scheduled and organised, it kind of helps with those things.
Jennifer, tell us, what are your contact details? And I know we've been looking at your page on Instagram as well. You're great for the L social media. How can we contact you if you want to get some more information on all the treatments that you do?
My assistant, Deborah, is available at hello@theglowclinic.ie. And of course, there are the two Instagram accounts, so the Glow Clinic IE and the Daily Glow, which is my Instagram. And that's where you can see all the videos of me pointing out where I've had Botox and what kind of cream I use or what I think of A, B and C. And we have a website as well, theglowclinic.ie. You can read a bit more about the treatment and things like that.
Fantastic. It's been great to catch up again and well done on the new premises. You're there on, did you say Upper Mount Street or Lower Mount Street? I always get that wrong.
Upper Mount Street. Number 24, Upper Mount Street Upper.
Mount Street Upper, theglowclinic.ie. Catch up soon, Jennifer.
We definitely will. Thanks, Trina.
Cheers. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.